B'nai Yisrael perceived Hashkachas Hashem, they ate and they drank. A fascinating machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban, how appropriate or how inappropriate was this achila and shtia? Rashi writes it was absolutely inappropriate. This was a manifestation of gaso saleim. This was not the appropriate time to sit and have a festive meal, eating and drinking. And how different Rashi is than that Ramban cites the Medrash Rabban Shira Shirim that Amar Abalazar Mikan Shos and Mishteh Lagomer Shel Torah. You receive the Torah Hashem, it's appropriate to celebrate, and therefore appropriately, B'nai Yisrael were celebrating at this lofty moment. Seemingly an incredible machlokes regarding the Achil and Shtia of Knesset Yisrael was this coming to criticize, to indict B'nai Yisrael, or rather to sing the praises of Knesset Yisrael at this auspicious time. Perhaps the machlokes Rashi and Ramban though is not necessarily that dramatic, because I'll ask you a very, very simple question. This parsha, the very end of Mishpatim, Shmos Chav Dalet, when exactly did it occur? And that is the machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi writes that here we should apply the principle of Ein Muktam U'Mukhar B'Torah, meaning that this happened before Mamad Har Sinai. This happened, Rashi writes, on Dalet Sivan, before we received the Torah Hashem. And the Ramban, Kedarka B'Kodesh, very hesitant to apply that principle of Ein Muktam U'Mukhar B'Torah. And therefore the Ramban writes, chronologically, these parshios are Kisidron, first Parshas Yisrael, followed by Parshas Mishpatim, Tosa Shabbos Peches, assumes like Rashi Shita as well, that really quite the reverse. I would tell you that no doubt that is the key to the Machlokes. Imagine Rashi writes, this is Dalet Sivan, prior to Kabbalah Satorah, before Mamad Har Sinai, and all of a sudden, Vayochlu Vayishtet, you're stopping, you're eating and drinking. Now, that's the time for Achil and Shtia. This should be a time of readiness in order to receive the Torah Hashem. These are the days of absolute hakana, and yet you're going to take a pause. You're going to lapse. Vayochlu v'yishtu. That's a manifestation of gaso saleim. But according to the Ramban, the parshios are kesidra. You just received the Torah Hashem, and now you're celebrating this gift that was given to us. That would be inappropriate. That is literally mikanshos and mishteh, the gomer shel Torah. So when you receive the accountability of the parshios, the transition, the timing of the parsha, you understand very well that machlokes Rashi and the Ramban. In principle, Rashi, of course, could also agree. After Mamad Har Sinai, that's an appropriate time indeed to be able to celebrate. When you look in the Sugya Psachim of Samaches, the Gemara writes, you know, there are two different sukkim that seem to characterize how it is that we celebrate each and every yantif. Is it Lashem or is that Serestinia Lachem? How do you resolve that stira in the psukim? Rabbi Yosef Engel writes that maybe this is a broad machlokes. Whenever you have Shnei Ksuv Machishim Zezeh, you always look for the Kosav HaShlishi Shachri B'nehem. What if there is no Kosav HaShlishi? There's no third pasuk to say this and that. So how do you account for the apparent stira? One possibility is Rabbi Yeshua Shita, and the other is Rabbi Elazar. Maybe it means, on the one hand, that the Torah is giving us a choice, an option. Yontif is either Kul Hashem, or it's Kul Lachem. Another possibility, of course, is Chelkeinu. That Chatziv Hashem, Chatziv Lachem, you have to accommodate both. The sheet of Rabbi Elazar was that you have a choice. And therefore the Gemara describes in Maseches Beitza, know that Rabbi Elazar would spend the entire day of Yontif immersing himself in the Torah Hashem. If you have a choice, you don't really have a choice, no? If you can embrace Kul Hashem, so therefore that is the appropriate way that you respond and absorb and celebrate the Kedusha of Yontif. And then the Gemara says something stunning. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hakom Modim Batzeres Tevi'inan Amilachem. Even Rabbi Eliezer, that would see to it that the entire Yontif was invested in Esek V'Torah, typically yes, but not on Shavuos. Not on Shavuos. Shavuos, Rabbi Elazar would stop, and he would have a suda. Why is that true? Yom Shenitnu Bo Torah, the Gemara says. Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. At first glance, it sounds unusual, no? Shavuos is Zman Matan Toraseinu, and therefore, isn't that the most appropriate time to be Osek B'Torah? Why would we argue that that's the time to stop and engage in Suda? Oh, the Netziv writes in Shultos, Samach Zayin. Oh, that is Mikan Shosin Mishten, the Gomer Shel Torah. You receive the Torah Hashem. Are you obligated to learn? Absolutely. But you have to celebrate physically as well. And therefore, if we commemorate Zman Matan Torah Seinu when it comes to Shavuos, Rabbi Lazar says that how can you experience a Kabbalah Satorah without absolute celebration? Mikan Shosin Mishte, the Gomer Shel Torah. In fact, if you look in Shultos, take a look, Shultos Samach Zayin, the Shultos is bothered by the following. You know, we celebrate Purim in Hanukkah very differently. Yes, we have minhagim of a mesiba and Hanukkah, but a suda sayom is not really part of the mitzvahs, part of the mitzvah sayom. Not true when it comes to Purim. Part of the mitzvah sayom is the chiyuv of having a sudas Purim. And no doubt one could ask very simply, why is that different? That manishtana, why is Purim different than that of Hanukkah? Many, many different possibilities, the lavush and others. But take a look in Shulta Samach Zayin. Something happened on Purim that we don't find happened in the aftermath of Hanukkah. Nisim, absolutely. But when it comes to Purim, Kimu v'Kiblu, Shabbos Peches, Purim was the time of Kabbalah Satara. Hadar Kiblu v'Mei Achashverosh, the Medrash Tanchuma, a Kabbalah of Tor Shebapeh, not merely the Nasa v'Nishma of Tor Shebitzav. And Kabbalah Satorah demands Gomer Shel Torah, Yochlu Vayishtu, an absolute simcha. And therefore, incredible, the Shultos writes, that's why part of the mitzvah Sayom of Purim is you have to have a sudas Purim. B'nai Yisrael had a sudat Mamed Har Sinai, and we're obligated to have a special sudah on the Yantif of Shavuos. We're obligated to have a sudas Purim because Mikan Shos Nishta L'Gomer Shel Torah. It informs our mindset, our consciousness, that the Torah Hashem is not merely, yes, an opportunity for us to fulfill the mitzvah Satorah, of course, and not only simply that it obligates us in dire Esek B'Torah, of course that's true, but a person has to celebrate the experience of Mikan Shosin Mishta L'Gomer Shel Torah. And part of the avoda of Chodesh Adar is to be able to ready oneself to be able to experience that sense of Kabbalah Satorah anew without any elements of kfiyah, to be able to do so the yava uvaratzam, and that is the mindset that we have at the particular time. Yamshel Shlomo writes that's part of a sudat asiyum, that's part of a sudat a bar mitzvah. When a person now has an opportunity in order to embrace the Torah Hashem, how can you help but celebrate that lofty experience? It begins with Mamed Har Sinai. The suggestion that even Rashi would agree that if the timing was such that this followed Kabbalah Satorah, of course that's a time of intense simcha. And that's our mission as B'nai Yeshiva. We celebrate the fact that we have the opportunity to be Osek in the Torah session. Birchas HaTorah begins with the tzivui, with the shibud, with the yischaivus. But as Tosus writes, no, a single bracha of Vaharevna, the Mesikas HaTorah, the celebration of the Torah, that has to go hand in hand with every daf of Gemara that we learn, every shir that we chazer, every accomplishment that we're able to celebrate in terms of learning. We have a dual opportunity now in the leap year of Nadar Rishon, Nadar Sheni, to be able to devote our time to the meaning of Kabbalah Satorah. It behooves us as B'nai Yeshiva to recognize that it's not merely about the learning itself, of course, but the opportunity we have to be able to celebrate what it means to be able to receive the Torah Hashem. That was the greatness of Knesset Yisrael. That's what the Ramban writes. We tried to capture and preserve in these coming parashios of Binyan HaMishkan and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, those moments of Mamed Har Sinai, a time of a gerus of Klal Yisrael, a time of achiv and mitzvos, but a time of absolute celebration. Mikan Shel Semishte, Megomer Shalom.